New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
And we are back, 24, almost 25 minutes after 10 o'clock. Jeff Boggs with you. Time for another edition of Positively Iberia. Happy to be in the studio with Marty Harrell and her cast of characters this morning. Marty, before we introduce our guests, remind us again what Positively Iberia is all about.
Positively Iberia is a multimedia promotion campaign that spotlights the positive and good things that are happening in Iberia Parish, and it's only getting better.
There we go. Once again, each week, explain a little bit of the format.
The format. Okay. This morning on News 15, KADN and KLAF, we had about a three-minute segment. Avery was there today to talk about the gumbo cook-off. It is our feature of the week for obvious reasons, right, y'all? And he's here in the studio with us. And then we follow up after that's aired on the morning on News 15 today. Okay, sorry, y'all. I got up at 3:30 this morning. It's gumbo week. We're all running on extra adrenaline and no sleep and some caffeine. But, so it was on News 15 today this morning. And then, of course, we're here to talk some more, a little bit more in depth. And we have more guests to join the team today. As you say, the cast of characters.
Very good. By the way, I want to say hi to Rachel Segura, watching us on Facebook Live.
All right. Awesome.
We welcome your comments there as well.
Yes, absolutely. Because we had some technical issues last week. Jeff and I have been working real hard to work those out. So if you're having audio issues or... We think we got it set where you can actually read what we hold up this time. It's not in mirror image. Just little technical things we're trying to make it better every day.
Very good. But again, appreciate those listening to us on Kane Radio AM 1240 FM 107.5 online at kane1240.com and, of course, the Facebook live stream.
On Positively Iberia.
There you go.
Yes, that's where you find it. Where you find us.
Tell us about today's guests.
Well, I think I'd like to let our guests introduce themselves because I think it's cool that you would get to hear their names and their voices at the same time, and that way we know. So let's start with
Avery Grubb. I am head of PR and marketing for the World Championship Gumbo Cook-Off, which is where I'll see all of you guys this weekend, and I'll pass it over to my neighbor to the right.
Taniqua Archangel. I am a breast cancer survivor, and we're hosting Angels Different Shades of Pink Breast Cancer Awareness Gala.
Awesome. And this, of course, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so yes. We wanted to make sure we work the program for you, Ms. Archangel.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Lee, and I am the PR and Programming Director with Iberia Parish Library.
And you've got all kinds of things going on in October, right?
Yes, indeed.
And we'll talk about more about it, because I even brought the list. So, yeah we're going to talk about Terror on the Tash and...
Yep, a whole lot of Halloween-themed, really fun events.
Cool. That sounds good. How's that, Jeff? Did that work for you?
Very good.
Okay.
Absolutely, and again... we got our friend from Prison City Barbecue checking in with us. I'll deal with this. You go ahead and start.
Okay, great. Well, Avery, we're going to turn the floor over to you because we want to talk about, 95-plus gumbos from 76 teams, if I get some of those statistics right. The final countdown now?
Yes, we've got a lot of numbers going on. We're 2 days away from the event. It's our 30th year doing this incredible event here downtown. As you said, 76 teams, over 90 different gumbos, and we're hoping for some low-degree weather, so
yeah.
another few good numbers that we like to hear.
That's right, yeah. And what's really interesting, Janet was sharing some other numbers with me yesterday. We have 8 teams coming from out of state,
mm-hmm.
right? We're going to talk to Prison City Barbecue here by phone, but Where are they coming from? Do you remember? Because I have the list if you need the, and y'all can see the cheat sheet. Right?
Well, I believe that I've heard word of a team from New Jersey coming down.
Yeah, that's what
well
I have.
As some love from the West Coast, so California.
And Seattle.
Ah, yes, Seattle. We've been in close contact with quite a few teams.
Yes. San Diego, Seattle. On that coast, we're like tri-coastal, right?
Correct. Definitely stretching as far as we can.
Florida,
mm-hmm.
And I think the Florida team was here last year, and they're returning again.
Which
is awesome. Mississippi, and I also, again, you know, there's been an awful lot of buzz around the Positively Iberia desk in the chamber right now. But I also heard someone talk about somebody from Missouri, maybe. So I don't know. And three teams from Texas.
Yes.
Including Prison City Barbecue.
Texas is representing, for
yes.
sure.
So, and in having some of the advanced conversations with Tony from Prison City Barbecue, I told him, I said, look, man, you can expect, what can he expect? Trash talk, right?
Yes, and you better not use any tomatoes. If we see red, you're gone.
Absolutely. What do you ladies think about your gumbo? Okay, here was the question. Here is always the question. Tomatoes, yes or no? Okra, yes or no? And, potato salad, yes or no, in or out? Go, Taniqua.
Tomatoes, no.
Okay.
Okra, yes.
Occasionally?
Yeah, occasionally.
Yeah.
And potato salad, definitely.
Mm-hmm. In or out?
Out.
Out, okay. Okay, what about you, Steph?
Tomatoes, no. Okra, probably not. And definitely potato salad on the side.
Okay,
right.
Okay. Jeff, let's hear about you.
I don't need potato salad with my gumbo, and absolutely no tomatoes, absolutely not. What was the other question? Okra? I'll eat okra if it's in gumbo. I wouldn't put it in, but I'd eat it.
Yeah, I prefer okra in my seafood gumbo for some reason.
I think is more the norm, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. And I think our friends in Delcom have told us that, you know, that that's kind of, because the okra comes in about the same time as the shrimp comes in, so that kind of became a natural, a natural, what do the chefs call that? What did Chef used to call that? A flavor profile. A flavor profile. It's like, so out of almost 100, let's just say almost 100 gumbos, there's surely going to be one there that you like. And you get to
interesting
try.
Though, did I hear Janet say on the Louisiana Radio Network news that we air that no one has ever won with okra in their gumbo?
She may have.
I think she was not aware of any championship gumbo with okra.
Yes, that is a popular rumor. I'm not 100% sure, but you never know. We could see what happens this weekend.
And if I understand it correctly, too, if you put okra in your recipe, it goes into the melange category? Is that
yes.
it?
Yes, melange.
You want to talk about the categories and why we have so many different gumbos?
Sure. So back when the cook-off first started, obviously, you know, the fame story, 12 teams in Villainy Plaza serving gumbo right out of
freezing
the beds.
Freezing to death.
Yes.
In November.
Out of the beds of their trucks. But we've expanded, and with that expansion, we've also brought on new titles. So we award five categories, a first and second and third place. In amateur, we have chicken and sausage, we have seafood, and the famous melange category, where just about anything goes.
Mm-hmm.
And then in professional, we have seafood and chicken and sausage.
Right.
So.
And professional is anyone who makes a living cooking, right?
Correct. We definitely want to make sure that we have just professionals out there, because it's all for the love of the game. You know, you don't want to tip the scales anyway.
Yeah. So so caterers and restaurants and those kinds of folks, like I said, who make a living serving food have to go in. They're not competing with our beloved, I refer to, this is a Marty term, our duck camp cookers, you know, which are pretty awesome chefs.
Yes.
But that's kind of how I do it in my mind. I heard Janet say something about maybe a rabbit. I know we've had alligator in the past.
Yes, I'm looking forward most to crawfish in a gumbo. That's always been a favorite of mine, yeah. But not top of the list for everybody else.
Okay, yeah, it's a little strong in gumbo, but that's, you know, it's a personal opinion. Yeah. Now, talk about Saturday, because there's an awful lot going on in Bullini Plaza on Saturday.
Yes. So we've got a jam-packed weekend. It's only 2 days, so we really want to cram it in there. But Saturday, we start off with the Rue Run, which leads us into the Meanest Beans cook-off. We'll also see the Youth Gumbo cook-off. And then finally, we have the cooking demonstrations and tastings mm-hmm. on Saturday, which you can get tickets for at the Chamber office. Just give us a call, 337-364-1836. And of course, then we run into Sunday, which is where you see the World Championship Gumbo Cook-Off itself, and that serves at 11.
Okay. On Saturday, there are 51 teams cooking Saturday.
That's about two-thirds of them. That's a pretty good number.
That's a very good number.
Yes, it's a high number.
It averages around 40 in the statistics that I got, but we have 51 that are cooking literally everything under the sun. If you can't find something to eat that you like Saturday, then you're just not hungry out there.
Right. Yeah. And I forgot to mention, so Saturday is the Cajun Creole Food Fest. Basically, the requirements for that is if you're cooking a gumbo on Sunday, you can opt in to cook whatever you want. It's dealer's choice on Saturday. We set you're allowed to set the prices. Of course, we use tickets for currency. And you'll see quite a bit of good foods out there. But that's where you really see everybody bring their personal touch to the table.
And you talked about the tickets. Tickets are to buy beverages and food and anything else that's going on within the barricades or the area here at Bullini Plaza.
Correct.
But there's no gate fee, right? I don't have to pay
to
go.
Oh, no, ma'am. We love that big word, free, around here. And two things that are free this weekend is to come and enjoy yourself down in Bullini Plaza, downtown New Iberia, free gate entry, and free live music.
Yes.
You can check out that lineup at iberiachamber.org/band-lineup or iberiachamber.org.
And just hit the link, right?
Gumbo cook-off, sure enough.
That's
yes.
right. Well, that's cool because it is basically a free family event, and you just choose to participate or buy into whatever you want to do, as much or as little as you choose.
Definitely. We know how to pass a good time. That's one of the things we do best down here, and we can do that for free any day.
That's right. That's right. Youth teams.
Yes. So I believe that we've got around 15.
Well, the count I had was 10. But
oh, 10,
you,
10,
it's,
10.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Like I said, so cheat, folks.
I don't have mine with me. But, yes, the youth teams, we've got a few of them returning. But really the special thing about the youth teams is that they are sponsored by a team that's cooking on Sunday.
Oh, awesome.
So we've definitely got a few. And that's always been such an honorable part of the event. It's something that we look forward to
every
year. Well,
it's part of our heritage to teach our children how to cook.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And the youth teams, only chicken and sausage, right? And that's Saturday afternoon, served at 3?
Correct, serves at 3. And these are the only people in Bullini Plaza who are allowed to use jar roux. dun, dun, dun.
Okay, talk about the gumbo police on Sunday morning, then, if you're going to talk about the kids can use jar, but
the amateur and professional teams cannot use jar roux. They have to make their roux right here in Bullini Plaza. We have gumbo police that go around Sunday before the sun is even
with
up.
With their little flashlights.
Sure enough, we're checking pots, we're checking ice chests, just making sure that everybody's playing by the rules. It's a fair game and a really fun one at that.
That's awesome. I think that's so interesting when, you know, they go and they look to make sure that nobody's sneaking in.
Well,
who would want to anyway? Who would want to win the World Championship Gumbo Cook-Off with not their own roux?
Yeah, I mean, everyone plays very fairly by the rules. We've rarely ever had any issues with that.
You know, like I said, there may be a lot of trash talk going on, but when it comes down to the bottom line, they're all in there they're in it to win it.
It's all in
any
good fun.
Idea how much history there is to the cooking teams? Many of these folks may have been there from the start. This is the 30th year.
Right.
I bet there are a few teams that have been almost here nonstop.
In fact, I was actually talking to Mr. Big Lou this morning. He's Curtis Louvier. He has won the Gumbo Cook-Off 10 times. That is in the professional category. That means he's won a third of the cook-off's existence. So we definitely have some gumbo legends, so to speak, walking around Bellini Plaza. And you'll be able to pick those ones out. Other groups that are joining in early, but you really want to show love to everybody. Taste as many gumbos as you can, because you never know what will be your favorite.
Well, you know, you mentioned that you can tell the ones that have been in a while. They, mm-hmm. if especially the winners, they're going to
yes.
have their trophies in their booth.
Yes.
They're going to have, point to this yellow card here in front.
Yes, this beautiful sign. You'll see that Sunday as the judging progresses, and that means that their gumbo has advanced to final rounds of judging. So look out for those signs. That means that that's a hot ticket item. If there's still any left, you'll definitely want to get a bowl.
And I heard the some trash talk going on this morning about my success, or I deem that my success is if I sell out before you do.
Yes, those gumbos go quick, so you definitely want to get a game plan.
Oh, you're just closer to the street. Come on. Yeah. Now, and we do have a caller on the line. I'm pretty sure it's our next guest, but before we go to it, I want to say hello to Warren and Seth picking us up on Facebook Live. Don't forget, if you do have a question, if you're monitoring on Facebook Live through the Positively Iberia Facebook page, don't hesitate to offer up a question or a comment yourself. There is a bit of a delay, so don't be surprised if we don't get to it right away. But again, don't hesitate to offer up a thought on the Facebook Live feed through Positively Iberia. Let's go to the phones and say good morning. You're in the air. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Is it Tony?
Yeah, this is Tony with Present City Barbecue.
All right, right. Well, we are really excited you joined us this morning, Tony. We have been talking all about the gumbo cook-off. I don't know what you've been able to hear, but just first of all, introduce yourself so that folks will have, because I'm be honest with you, you know, we're from Cajun country. We pronounce names differently here, and I'll bet you in Huntsville, Texas, you pronounce it not exactly like it looks on the paper. So please tell us your name.
Yeah, so my name is Tony Rincon, from Huntsville, Texas. Our team name is Prison City Barbecue. We got started out there in 2016, you know, competing all throughout Huntsville, Houston. We've won a couple gumbo cook-offs. I wanted to get into this one and see if I had what it takes to compete with Louisianians. You know, I want to make this, you know, I want to see what I have.
Yeah. 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 Well, you know, when you and I were having a little advanced conversation, I warned you about when you get set up out here, you're going to be hearing quite a bit of competitive, friendly trash talk going on. And
yeah.
tell our listeners what your response to me was. Do you remember?
Oh yeah, I'm coming to win. That's what we're doing. I want to show up.
Yeah, well, you actually said you were going to let your gumbo do the talking for you.
Good strategy.
Yes, exactly.
Tony, I know you don't want to give away your recipe, but what do you think is the key maybe to a good gumbo?
Honestly, it's the roux. You have to have a good flavor on your roux. You know, you got to maintain it. If not, it's everything's going to go downhill from there. You know, that's how you begin.
Yeah.
What kind?
And with
what,
me,
what?
I make my own stock. I make my stock from scratch for my seafood. So I take all my shells and everything from my seafood excess and just, you know, make my stock the night before. Hopefully that'll give us a winning edge.
All right, obviously you're going to be cooking a seafood gumbo. Any other categories?
And chicken and sausage. Yes, sir.
Excellent. Excellent.
That's awesome. And what are you cooking for a Saturday? I'm mm-hmm. looking forward to what you bring in for Saturday.
Yeah. So Saturday we're bringing a little bit of a Texas flavor to y'all. We're bringing, beef fajita tacos.
We're
making pulled pork mac and cheese. Also, pulled pork sliders or sandwiches. We're making a brisket bean, potato salad, and we're going to have homemade salsa for the tacos. So my mom is actually coming with me. She's going to make those homemade salsas. So I'm excited. She's very excited.
That's awesome.
Hey Tony, the radio station's right across the street from the gumbo cook-off. Feel free to drop by a little something.
Hey, we definitely can.
That's great. Okay, so I'm going to tell everybody, if you want to find Tony and Prison City Barbecue, they're in booth 74 on your on your chart. I'm holding it up, Tony. And yeah, let's see. 74. Oh, you're going to be along Bayou Tash. Awesome. On Rue Row, down near the kids' corner. So that's where you'll be able to find. And, you know, for those folks, I got your name just like that. I didn't have any problem because you're from Huntsville, Texas, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And
yes, ma'am, we are.
When I think of Huntsville, Texas, I think of the Texas Prison Rodeo. Is that it?
Exactly. That's it. So the thing with Huntsville, Texas, in about a good 5-block radius, we have around 7 prisons. So, you know, that's what Huntsville, Texas is known for. So, you know, I thought it was a fitting name, and people like the sound of it. So
I think that's
it's
cool.
It's been a hit so far.
Well, are you going?
No one's going to be wearing ankle bracelets, so none of your team, right? Yeah.
Not unless the gumbo police put them on.
Yeah. Be careful about that.
Yeah. No. We don't have any inmates, I promise.
Oh, okay. Okay. No orange jumpsuits? Come on, man. Orange is the new black, right?
What was that?
I said no orange jumpsuits.
No. I'm sorry, you're baking up. I can't hear you.
No orange jumpsuits.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we that's not part of our uniform, I promise.
Oh, okay. Are you decorating to compete in the decoration contest, or are y'all just coming to cook?
I know my mom is working on some things. I'm in Austin right now currently for work, so I'm not exactly sure what she's making, but she's cooking some things up for the decoration, so
oh, well, good.
I'm sure mom's going to put a loving touch to it all.
That's awesome. I can't wait to meet your mom. I feel like I know you from just going back and forth in emails and text and everything else. So I'm looking forward to meeting you face to face and
yeah, definitely. We'll be there tomorrow evening, so whenever y'all want to swing by, I'll be there.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds good. Well, you have any last words before we let you go, before you get here tomorrow?
I just want to say that I'm very excited to be there. You know, I'm ready to taste all the amazing food, all the amazing gumbos. I'm very excited. We're ready to be in Louisiana.
Well, that's great. Well, we're looking forward to you coming. It's helping to make our competition even more special. So that's really great. Y'all have safe travels, and we'll see you. We'll definitely see you Saturday morning, if not before.
Okay. We'll see you then.
Okay, Tony. Safe travels. Talk to you later.
Appreciate that. Tony, very confident. We'll see if he is ready to match up.
Well, you know, the things that he did share with us sounded like they're not going away from an unsuccessful path in any way. So who knows? You know, that's another thing. The judging is totally, totally blind. No one knows whose gumbo they're tasting. Their numbers are not matched to their booth number. So, you know, you can't say, oh, that's booth 22. And, you know, the judges have no way of knowing whose gumbo they're tasting. So it's totally blind, which is because I was involved in the judging process a couple of years ago. So it was like, yep, you know, there's no way they can tell. Now, that's not to say that someone might not recognize the taste of somebody's gumbo if they eat it on a regular basis. But
Beauvoyer's gumbo, I could pick that one out of a lineup for sure.
From Kiwanis Club, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and they've won a couple of times too, haven't they?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, and I think their youth team maybe won last year or a year before. But, yeah, they're in it to win it too. That's another thing. Our civic clubs and organizations are involved in. They definitely take it very seriously as well. Jeff, how are we doing on time? Good?
We're fine. I did want to talk about closures, street closures, those kind of things, so folks know what to look for coming in either Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, definitely. So we really want to do the best job that we possibly can to get you any information that you need. So all of our street closures are listed on the website, iberiachamber.org/gumbo-cookoff. No spaces, none of that, just straight across. And you can find everything on there from street closures to ticket prices, frequently asked questions, and where to go if you have any further questions.
Very good.
Yeah, the website is just the definitive source on the gumbo cook-off. So
yes.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to talk about a couple of other things, you know, because We're really excited about our gumbo cook-off, but there are some other great things going on in Iberia Parish. And since it is October, and since the thought, you know, there are two things we think about in October besides gumbo, and that's Halloween and breast cancer awareness, and that's what our ladies are in studio today to talk about. Miss Stephanie, let's talk about what's going on at our public library.
Absolutely. Our biggest event in October is always Tear on the Tesh, and it's happening once again, Saturday, October 19th. This time we have Mr. Mike Anderson. He's no stranger to the library. He's been coming for many years. He's fantastic. And he
tells spooky stories.
Yes. Not too spooky. So
it's
good for all ages. Little ones can come too.
Okay, good.
It's going to be really fun. Silly, spooky stories, I would say.
Well, that's cool. That works. What time is that? Oh, it's in the evening.
It is.
I'm looking at my cheek sheet.
It helps with the spooky atmosphere.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right. This year, we're starting it at 6 o'clock, actually, but that won't be the storytelling yet. Mm-hmm. 6 to 7, we're going to have a few little games set up for the kids, and they can come do that. And we're going to have our pumpkin decorating contest judging during that time as well. So if you're interested, I have a flyer.
Okay.
If you're interested, we have a few different categories. You can enter as a family. And then individual categories, we have ages 6 to 11 and ages 12 to 17. So you can pick up your entry form at any branch of Iberia Parish Library, or it's on our website, iberialibrary.org. And it's my first time hosting a pumpkin decorating contest, so sign up. It's free. Instructions are online, and you can win a gift certificate to Cool Scene.
So, oh, wow. That's neat.
So you can do that. Bring your pumpkins, and we'll have a public judging during that 6 to 7 p.m. hour. And then storytelling starts at 7.
What you got going on tonight?
Tonight we have our Hocus Pocus interactive movie, because everybody loves Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
I noticed that. I said, oh, that's tonight. Oh,
yes.
Wow.
It was moved to our St. Peter branch. So it's going to be over there. It's for ages 12 and up. So teenagers, adults, you're all welcome. You do have to register, because we do have limited seating. But it's really fun. You're not just watching the movie. You're going to be all a part of it. You follow a script. There's different little cues. It's going to be a really fun time.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And then we end the month with what? Escape the Upside Down Room? You have an escape room?
We do. We love escape rooms. And if you love Stranger Things, this is the escape room for you. We do have a teen session. And then we have two adult sessions. So once again, space is limited. And so make sure to sign up if you're really interested in figuring out how to escape from the Upside Down.
Awesome.
If you watch Stranger Things, you know what that means.
And if you don't, you can go and learn, right?
Exactly. If you don't have to watch Stranger Things to enjoy it, as long as you just love escape rooms and escaping from things, this is for you.
Oh, that's awesome. And as I said, you know, I can always depend on Stephanie and the library to provide us with lots of good news and fun things and free stuff that our families and adults, too. I've actually participated in, like, the murder mystery, you know. That was so much fun. We played Family Feud. We've played that before. There's just all kinds of great things going on at the library, and certainly a resource that I think maybe is a little underused, and that's why we want to make sure that people know that it's there and available, and just check it out.
Absolutely. And this year, Tear on the Tesh, I don't remember if I said this, but it's free this year. So
come
on down. There will be concessions for sale, chips and drinks. 75 cents each. So, and all those proceeds go to the Friends of the Library.
Right.
So come on down. I do suggest, if even if you don't want to participate in the games, come early from that 6 to 7 so you can, you know, get a good spot.
Right.
And we will have limited chairs, so we encourage that you bring, you might want to bring your own chairs or a blanket to sit on, because it will be next to the library in the courtyard where the fountain is.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Cool.
And in case it rains, let's hope not, it will be moved indoors to the main library. So the show will go on.
Well, that's good. The show will go on. We're all about lights, camera, gumbo
always,
in the show, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And another thing that's going on tonight and tomorrow night that I was just going to mention is the first annual fabulous Halloween bash at Jefferson Island. And I think a lot of people have seen the coverage of it on the media. I think they're sold out Friday night already, but Stephanie from the Frosted Apron mentioned that there are a few spaces available left for today. So if you're interested in going to over to Jefferson Island tonight, you can contact Stacy at the Frosted Apron. And there is a fee, and her phone number is 337-201-1952. So give her a call, and she can let you know. But like I said, I think she still had a few spaces available. The Friday night thing sold out just boom before they could shake a stick at it. So that's a good thing. But that's their first annual, and really exciting things going on out there. And there are more Halloween things going on, and we'll talk some more about different other Halloween activities during the month, this month, as we move into it. But we wanted to give people an opportunity to start looking at their calendar and start making the plans and start decorating their pumpkins and getting everything ready to go. So thank you for coming, Steph, and we appreciate it. But
and before Dusty says, so excited for terror. Dusty checking in on Facebook Live on the Positive Liberia Facebook page.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Yes, awesome. Well, Miss Archangel, you bringing something
yes.
new to our parish. This
yes,
is exciting. Tell us about Angels Different Shades of Pink Gala.
Okay, well, first of all, the title, I selected Different Shades of Pink because Cancer does not discriminate. It does not matter the color, the size, or your age. We decided to get together. We wanted to do something different in our community, the community of Lurville, to bring awareness about cancer. The doors will open at 4 p.m. The event will be on October 26th, which is the last Saturday in October. From 4 p.m. until 5:30 p.m., we will have vendors who will be educating women about products that can be used when you lose your hair. We also have someone who will be selling breast cancer awareness items. And it's also a time to meet and greet.
That's awesome.
That is a time where you can meet someone who's maybe going through the same thing that you're going through.
Right. Now, I want to interrupt you just a minute. You said your community of Lauraville. We didn't mention that in the front end. This event is being held at Mr. Anthony's new venue at the old school in Lauraville. Yes, so we're really
ma'am.
Excited about that. We want to make sure that, because I think a lot of people have not heard about this conversion
exactly.
that he did on the
and it's beautiful.
Oh, it is. I've been out there. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
And he was so excited when I mentioned to him about the event that I wanted to have.
Yeah.
And he was like, sure, we could do it.
And so we brought you in today because we want people to be able to get in touch with you to
yes.
buy tickets.
Yes, ma'am.
Because it wouldn't do any good on the Thursday before.
Exactly.
We want to give them a couple of leads. So how can people get tickets? How much are they? What's included? Because I think maybe the food might be awesome,
yes.
too. It's all about the food,
yes,
right?
Yes, ma'am. The tickets are $20. You could contact me or any one of the members. My number is 577-2343. And the $20 will include a meal. The meal will be provided by Anointed Soul Food.
Yummy, yummy.
So half of the money that we collect is going toward the meal, and the other portion is going to be for us to purchase a gift bag for everyone who attends the event.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we're doing this event, but we're giving it back into the community.
Just recycling
yes,
it back
ma'am.
Into the community.
Yes, ma'am.
That is awesome.
And we will have three dynamic guest speakers. Dr. Paula Montgomery, who is our motivational speaker, she's employed with UL of Lafayette. And we also have Calvary Rumley. She will be discussing mental health, helping women to understand and to cope with the loss of their hair, their breasts, things that some people really don't discuss with you when you're going into
it. So this is fun, education.
Exactly.
Sisterhood,
yes.
Fellowship, all of the above.
All of the above.
That's awesome.
And our keynote speaker will be Dr. Shonda Grisby. She is a breast surgeon from Lafayette.
Awesome.
And she will be discussing preventative measures that women could take, such as mammograms, self-exams, genetic testing.
Awesome.
So we want to educate everybody about things that could be done. We cannot prevent it from happening, but at least if we could catch it in an early stage.
Right.
That is a lot.
That's a lot.
Tell you what, we've got a caller on the line.
Okay.
We'll see if
awesome.
It's a question or comment for our guests. Again, Tesh Matters, Positively Iberia. Good morning. You're in the air. Hello. There we go. Not always is it a question or comment for us.
We never know, do we, Jeff?
Absolutely not. But again,
robocallers hit there too, right?
There you go. Appreciate the calls, though, at 367-1240. If you do have a question for our guests, don't hesitate to give us a buzz.
And something that I noticed on your flyer, and I asked you about it, was the Breast Cancer Survivor Fashion Show and the color theme to come dressed to the event, right?
Yes, ma'am. We're asking everyone to wear the colors pink, white, or black.
Just like you are today, right?
Yes, ma'am. And we will have a style show. All of the participants will be a breast cancer survivor or just a cancer survivor in general.
Awesome.
And this is going to be the walk of life. That night, that evening, we want to make sure that all of our survivors enjoy their night, and it's all about you.
Awesome. Yes. I think this is a wonderful idea. I'm very excited for it. And thank you for taking up that mantle and rolling with it.
I'm enjoying it.
I bet you are. I bet you are.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's awesome. I guess, Jeff, let's do a little time check. We okay?
We're okay. I'm not sure if you wanted to go around the table, get a quick recap
from
everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd like to do that. I just wanted to make sure that we were okay on time. I always check on time. Avery, you want to give them? This is what we like to close with, y'all. Who, what, when, where, how, and why?
I got you.
You got
okay,
it?
Yes, pass me the ball.
That's it. I'll let Avery lead.
All right, so it's this weekend, guys. Saturday is the Cajun Creole Food Fest. Sunday is the World Championship Gumbo Cook-Off. Of course, it takes place all weekend, but gumbo is served at 11 on Sunday. Visit iberiachamber.org. You can find us on the homepage or iberiachamber.org/gumbo cook-off. And starting Friday, we'll have various merchandise, such as this year's beautiful poster designed by one Miss Susie LeBlanc, as well as t-shirts, gumbo bowls, license
gumbo
plates.
Gumbo bowls.
Yes, the whole nine yards. So just pay us a visit, visit the website, reach out, and we'll see you this weekend.
You know, one thing, Avery, we didn't talk about, or if we did, I missed it, distracted by other things, and forgive me, but the volunteer effort that takes place to put all this together.
Yes.
It takes a village. There's
it sure
no doubt.
Does. We operate on a mass of volunteers. They help with just such a wide variety of tasks. And if you're interested in helping out with this event, we're always willing to put volunteers to work. So
yeah,
again,
I believe we could still use some more volunteers.
Yes.
So if anyone's interested, the link is on the page for volunteers as well.
Exactly.
Right?
Everything you need to know is on there. Just give us a hand, and if not, we'll at least see you out there this weekend enjoying
right.
that cool weather.
That's right. And while we're talking about the gumbo cook-off, I just want to thank again Tony from Prison City Barbecue, who called in today to give us the new competitors' perspective on what's happening this weekend. Thanks, Tony, if you're still listening online from Huntsville, Texas. So, okay, Stephanie, you're next.
Yep. Once again, we have with the Iberia Parish Library, Saturday, October 19th, it's going to be our annual Terror on the Tesh Spooky Storytelling with Mike Anderson. That's going to be starting, festivities will be starting at 6 p.m. Storytelling starts at 7. Come on out for that. Free, good, spooky, family fun. And we have all kinds of other really nice events happening this month, so you can find out more information about that on our website, iberialibrary.org, on our Facebook page, or drop into any one of our branches and pick up a newsletter.
There you go. Excellent. And Ms. Taniqua.
Yes. October the 26th, Angels, Different Shades of Pink, Breast Cancer Awareness Gala. And, of course, we are asking everyone to come out and support us. We do ask that you would purchase your tickets in advance due to the caterer.
That's right. We need to know how much food to cook, right?
And we are still soliciting donors and sponsors.
Okay.
And how donations and sponsors.
And how do they get in touch with you?
They could reach me at 577-2343.
Awesome.
And these are the flyers that
they'll be seeing flyers.
Yes. All over town.
Very good. Very good. That's really exciting. Well, good. Well, Jeff, the only thing I have to add is who's coming next week, right?
There you go.
I think it's important that we let everybody know who we got booked in. Of course, our feature that will be on our TV segment is Lisa Landry, the Director of Marketing from Iberia Medical Center. She's going to be talking about their new Hats for Hope event, which is a breast health awareness luncheon on the 18th. The proceeds from that event will benefit the Iberia Medical Center Foundation program, First Friday, which provides uninsured women with mammograms. So Lisa will be telling us all about Hats for Hope. Our additional guest that will be joining us, again, someone from Lauraville, because we're finding all the great things that are going on in Lauraville. Claire Richard, who is the chairperson of the tailgating cook-off, which will be October the 18th and 19th. That's an annual fundraiser for the St. Joseph Catholic Church in Lauraville. She'll be joining us next week. And Charlie Robinson from IPAL is going to bring us an update on what's going on at IPAL and, of course, their premiere of their Stephen Sondheim's Side-by-Side is next week. So we're going to get a little bit of art, a little bit of cooking, and a little bit of health next week. I think that's a fair and balanced way to do it.
Remind folks about the Channel 15 schedule.
The Channel 15 schedule, let's see. I'm going to have to go to my cheat sheet.
That's okay. That's why we have such things.
That's why I have a cheat sheet. Okay, we talked about Iberia Medical on the 17th. October 21st, we're going to have Damon Miguez, the CEO from First National Bank of Generet. He is the First National Bank of Generet. Thank you. That helps me to remind our wonderful inaugural underwriter of Positively Iberia. He's got an update of the expansion into Lafayette Parish and what they're doing. How exciting is that our bank in Generet is expanding out of market? I think that's awesome. And also we're going to have a representative from the Chili Dog Cook-Off. I mean, 'tis the season for cook-offs, right? So there will also be someone from the Chili Dog Cook-Off on the 24th. And then on Halloween itself, Tammy will be back to give us some information on the Delcom Seafood and Farmers Market, which will be the Saturday after Halloween. And we're planning to have some folks from Beneath the Balconies, because that'll be coming up that next weekend. And that's also the day before the hometown pep rally that KADN News 15 and Channel 15 is going to be doing. They're broadcasting from New Iberia that day. And I believe they're going to be at Nish Como,
I believe, yeah.
Yeah, that day. So there's going to be all kinds of interesting things going on for the month of October.
And again, remind folks when this airs on Channel 15.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Jeff. The segments air three times on every Thursday. The first segment airs between 6 and 7 on both NBC and Fox, on KADN and KLAF. And then it airs again on Fox only, because NBC goes to the National Today Show. So between 8 and 9, it airs again on Fox. So it's aired three different times.
Very good, very good. Again, also, let's let folks know how they can be a part of a future Positively Iberia segment, whether it be on TV or on the radio, or both?
Or all of the above, or even a social media spotlight. We're doing those as well. The best way to reach me, to give me a story idea, is to call our, I call it an idea hotline, which is 337-352-2892. It is a, by the way, it is a voicemail only number, but I get a notification on my cell phone immediately that the call has come in. But that way, you can leave the message there, I can call you back and get details, or you can certainly submit something via email at positivelyiberia@iberiachamber.org. You can reach out to us on Facebook through our Facebook page and send a private message that way, and we'll take the discussion elsewhere afterwards. We're open to all kinds of ideas. We're looking for events, people, places, people that are innovators, positively personalities, someone that's doing something maybe that's an unsung hero. You know, there are lots of people in our community that are doing positively great things, and really the average person knows nothing about it. And it's interesting, people, the people I have talked to about maybe doing a positively personality feature, they're kind of like, oh, okay, they're a little bashful about it because they're not doing what they're doing to get any publicity. They're doing it for the right reasons. So if they're a little bashful, and if you know someone like that, let us know about them, and we'll quietly make some inquiries about it and see. We'd love to see those, like I said, the people, places, things, events that are going on that are making a positive impact on Iberia Parish, making it a wonderful place to live, work, eat, play, pray, that sort of, all that good stuff. So, yes, it's all about positive. And that's all I have, Mr. Boggs.
Well, put a wrap on it.
Well, okay, we're going to put a bow on it because we're going to remind everybody that Positively Iberia is only getting better.